Brian Krebs covered a story that came out of the Talos team. There, Cisco created a group called Talos Intelligence. And these guys, the Cisco team, took a look at a Trane. Trane is a very well-known high-end HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, T-R-A-N-E, yeah.
T-R-A-N-E, exactly. But I think I had Trane equipment on my roof of the building that I built years ago. Yeah, because it's high-end industrial, although this is a consumer product because it shows you photos of your family on the color LCD. Anyway, so I'll just share this real quickly. Brian wrote, before, and I'm paraphrasing this, before purchasing an Internet of Things device, a thermostat, camera, or appliance made to be remotely accessed and or controlled over the Internet, consider whether you can realistically care for and feed the security needs of yet another IoT thing. In April 2014, so this is dated, although it took Trane a long time to respond, researchers at Cisco alerted HVAC vendor Trane about three separate critical vulnerabilities in their ComfortLink 2 line of internet-connected thermostats. These thermostats feature large color LCD screens and a busy box-based computer that connects directly to your wireless network, allowing the device to display not just the temperature in your home, but also personal photo collections, the local weather forecast, and live weather radar maps, among other things. Cisco researchers found that the ComfortLink devices allow attackers to gain remote access and also use these devices as a jumping-off point to access the rest of a user's network. And this is like the nightmare scenario. This is the worst it could possibly be. Trane has not yet responded to requests for comment. One big problem is that the ComfortLink thermostats come with credentials. Everyone sitting down, hold the steering wheel tightly and focus on the road. ComfortLink thermostats come with credentials that have hard-coded passwords, and by default, the accounts can be used to remotely log in to the system over SSH.
Well, that's comforting.
Yeah, what a comforting link.
What a comfort.
And then the two other bugs that Cisco reported to Trane would allow attackers to, wait for it, install their own malicious software on these vulnerable Trane devices.
Oh, man.
And use those systems to maintain a persistent presence in the victim's local network. So, The lesson here is, There cannot be any question but that we need an isolated Internet of Things network. It's unfortunate, but it just, you cannot let this stuff, which is going to have all kinds of bells and whistles and be reaching out to remote web servers, thus opening up ports through your router in order to be contacted. You cannot let that stuff touch your main network. We'd have to have isolation. And what I'm hoping, as I mentioned, is that the whole three router solution, while it's simple and clean and robust, I'm hoping it's a stopgap and that we will shortly have our standard consumer NAT router vendors explicitly offering network isolation for Internet of Things as a feature. That is, first of all, providing true isolation technology, not just saying it, but really doing it and making it easy to set up, where you just simply, it should be easy. For the end user, it would be as easy as two different passwords and you give your IoT things this password, you give your other network things that password, and by using different authentication, they are automatically on segmented networks that have no visibility of any kind to each other. Totally doable, just that easily. And that we need that from router vendors or maybe from third-party firmware, alternative firmware sources. But boy, I mean, no. Anyway, I thank Brian for bringing that Cisco research from their Talos group to our attention, because it's exactly typical, and this is tip of the iceberg. It's just the problem is that everybody wants to get in on this IoT phenomenon and have fun with it, and the problem is that security is not their focus. It's selling, putting things in bubble packs on J-hooks in stores and saying, oh, look, stick this in your refrigerator, screw this into your light bulb socket and so forth. And look at all the fancy things you can do. But security will just be a second thought.